Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, on the middle of Simon Shin Gimel, middle of the halachas of Tachshit, and going out with jewelry or similar types of things on Shabbos to the street, Siv Chafei, the bottom of page 184. It says, Machab, Asla Isha, it's forbidden for a woman, this is a related halacha regarding jewelry, ornaments. It's forbidden for a woman, should tamper b'Shabbos tzadik al panah. She's not allowed to put makeup on her face, Mishum Tzeveya, because of dying. Not dying, I mean dying, like making, like coloring. For that reason, she's not allowed to do kchal. They will explain what these terminologies, what sarak is, and kchal. These are different types of makeup. But tamzah, for this reason, as a ketin dev tzad, the gimel, asura latuach apnei batzik, she's not allowed to smear on her face dough. When she takes it off, ma'adma baser, it makes the flesh red. It says in Mishnah Berurah, sivkat nayin tes. So he said, it's forbidden for a woman that should put on Shabbos sarak on her face. What is that? Hutzeba adam, it's this red dye. It's like rouge or but to sefta isa and to sefta is brochelite kanach paneha, she shouldn't wipe her face but beg it shish besarag, even with a garment that has sarag. So like sometimes they have like a brush or something like a cloth. Mash, but sounds like Avagab Lemis Kabinas Latzvi, even though she's not even intending for coloring, it's a gracia, but then that's inevitable. Don't wipe your face with that, then you're gonna be coloring your face. The reason is keeping the isha darka b'kach, since the woman, the norm is for this liapa says atzma to beautify herself by dyeing her face. This makeup is how they do it. That definitely looks like coloring, and therefore that's what we're saying it regarding her. Which Sharatzin Isa Mechay brings, however, it seems that even a woman's permitted to eat berries or other types of fruits that dye that make coloring, because specifically when you take this face makeup on the face, that's the way of coloring for beauty, which is not the case. But eating berries, which that's a even though it's inevitable that her lips are going to get red, where by a woman, by even that such a case, even by a woman, you could see that that's not the normal way of coloring. We don't find a place to differentiate regarding a man and a woman regarding that. Even though Lashon Magiram, it is a little pressed according to this. But upon them, so that's what we're saying, that makeup looks like tzeveya. Well, ish, but a man should in dark, because it's not normal for him to put on makeup. That's not called dying. That the people allowed to eat berries or other types of colored fruits. Even though it colors his hands and his face during he eats, because if it's not the norm of beautifying that way, that's not the problem. Now, lemaisa, even putting on this face makeup on the woman, gamkin in el drabon, only rabbinic, the intrim of the reisal or other, because biblically there is no halacha of dyeing, of coloring on human skin, ben be'alacha, in dramaschal mishum, at tzevea, where he discusses this. Sivkot and pei. So that's this red coloring. So the mechaber said, for this reason, it's forbidden, sivkot and pei, likhoil, to do choil b'shabbos. What's that? So this is mishmur, that's einehem, that's the eye makeup. Sivkot and pei aleph, and moreover, therefore, it's forbidden latuach apaneha to take dough and smear it on her face, because when you pull it off, it reddens the flesh. Now, some have the custom that it should be prohibited lahachlik sagisehim to separate their hairs bechelim mehutach with this melted fat meugav b'min b'samim, and it's mixed with different type of fragrant spices, like some type of cream. Cream b'shenenu pomada. I'm concerned that it's like a type of cream and it's smoothing it out. But in basically, it's appropriate to warn your family members that the girl should not be doing this. A woman's forbidden to braid her hair on Shabbos, not to undo her braid. But she could split her hair. Some say it's forbidden to split her hair. That's Rashi in the Zeruah. So today, the custom is prohibited through a tool. But just with fingers, the custom is to be lenient. It's forbidden the kloya to braid here. Why? That's midrabban. That's rabbinical. It's similar to building, which we know binyan is forbidden to be done on Shabbos, which the Sharatin Aisamavav brings. That's from the Rambam holds a hold like him, and the Paiskim that passes in the Kabbalah Yazir. There actually would even be a chiv d'iraisa, which, as the Mishmur says, k'deshin al pasuk, that we expand on the pasuk, but even Hashem l'kimas etzela, Hashem built the side from Adam that he took to make Chava Malamed, Shekila Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava, that, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu braided Chava's hair, Vevil Adam, they brought her to man. She came by Karachayim, like we find by the Maritime Cities, currently Kala Yasa Bin Yasa, they call the one who braids the hair is Bin Yasa, Eloshna Bin Yasa, building. But if someone braids strands that's detached, then you're actually chayy for weaving, which goes around like Ram writes. But here, it's not considered weaving, because it's connected to the person's head. Void more, but then it's not going to end up lasting. The person's hair is not going to remain braided forever, to ultimately be undone. Which the Sharatin Samachez says, what he means to say is, it's brought in the beginning of Perek Abayna, that we need the davka that the malacha should be miskayim, it should last. Notice regarding writing, we hold that it has to be davka that should write bedava miskayim, something that could last. But in the beginning of Perek Abayna, there in the Mishnah brings it, whoever does a malacha and his malacha is miskayim, his b'shabbos is chayv. It sounds like lechayr, that even if it's miskayim only with the day of Shabbos itself, you'd be chayv. That sounds like, in my humble understanding, since the Sharatin, the Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Gimel, look over there very well. And the Mishnah makes a klal, zehak klal. So then we have to say that this is the Mishnah exempts by a writing that doesn't last, for example, like with liquids or fruit juices, that's because it doesn't last at all, even for the day of Shabbos. And Rashi, but then the Mishnah brings that this B'Shabbos is going to the one who does the Malacha. If that's the case, sounds like from him, that you need a habit that should last always, not only for the day of Shabbos itself. In our situation, so the Shatzin, I don't know, maybe it's going to be last for the day of Shabbos, and Tosfos holds like Rashi, or Tosfos holds like the Rambam, and even on the day of Shabbos it wouldn't last, and there would be Potter, so it's not clear regarding that, what the last thing has to be. It says so this is the Magid Ram and the other Chaim name of the Taisis. But, and that's what Etzer Shartzin is clearing in the Shittas of Taisis. But it says the Mishmurub, Hine Kol Zeh B'Mechubet. This is all talking about when it's attached, meaning the hair of the person. But
V'Akailas, if someone's braiding Sar Pei Nachris, the hair of a foreign hair, meaning shekarim pavuk, a sheitel, a wig. After him, b'zeh mishum b'ayna, although there's no problem about b'ayna, about building, also al-kapon mishum arig, but there's a problem about weaving. Da'afim neyman dein sebel iskem, because even if you can say it's not going to end up lasting, al-kapon midrabon miyu also, but at least rabbinically, it is forbidden. The Shara Tzayin Lai test says, like by writing, that if you write by something that's not going to last, there is at least a prohibition. Mekomakam nirah, however, says the Mishmur, it would appear the ink of that limchiz, but mokam shleish mulanu, it's not worthy of protesting in the place where they're not going to listen to us. Sivkat and pei gimel. and we said, neither can you untie the braids, because the Dumlasaiser, that's similar to demolishing a building, which Sharati Nais Ayn Alf says. Now, a very weak braid, there's a prohibition about, detached. A braid that's not like a hair extension that's detached, there's a prohibition to undo it, because it's similar to Toilada of Beitzeya, of like it's like a breaking, like the Rambam says then a ninth parak in the Halacha Chaf, which the Dirshur 62 brings that he writes that undoing the braid is similar to Toilada Beitzeya, even though the Rambam writes that Stiris Kaliya he Toilada Shal Beitzeya. The reason is that here we're talking about undoing a braid of a sheitel, of a wig. And since its braiding is only rabbinically forbidden, because it's not meant to last, so to undoing it would only be rabbinically, and it's only similar to Toledo Beit Seya, says Rav Waldenberg. Sibkotten Peidald, the Ramah brought, and the Mishnah quotes, V'yesh Beisun Lach Ligzar, some say it's forbidden to separate her hair. And the reason is Mishnah Chashash Shlisha, because you might tear out a hair. But the Rishayin, the Mekel is the first of them, that's lenient, severe holds, keeping the Inimus Kavendas, since it's not intended for this, but up sick ratio, it's not inevitable, therefore it would not be forbidden. And Rama brings that the meaning is to make it prohibited if you're using like a comb, but with just fingers, that the custom is to be lenient. Sivchav Zayin, also listrik b'masik b'shabas, talking about a comb. It's forbidden to comb with a comb at Shabbos, v'fil oise, sh'oisim misar chaz, even the one that you make out of the swine here. She'ev sh'shle, okay, sorry, it's not possible, here's not going to get pulled out. Says Ramavah Muta Lochayv Lefasu Vesbeya, but you're allowed to scrub, rub, and to scratch with one's hand. Says the Beisayson. Says Mishmar Sivkatan Pehe Asa Listrik. It's forbidden to comb Mishem Talisha Sar Haguf because you're going to be tearing out the hair of the body. Dabat Tolada the Geizer. It's a derivative of shearing, meaning shearing with a EA, shearing, pulling out the hair of the animal. Which Sharatin Aisayan Beis brings this from the Rivash and says, look over there, that even according to one that says in general, Malacha Shein Zich Legufa Potter, when you're doing Malacha that you don't need for it itself, you exempt, which that's the case, you don't need the hair over here. Here, with a here H E R E. Here you would be chayiv, because by the Mishkan they would shear the skins of the tchashim, even though they didn't need the wool, they needed the actual skin, the leather. That's written in Chedush Eran, Misal Shabbat, Tzadidal, name of the Ra'ah. And however, Taisa over there holds that it depends on the Machlekes. However, prohibition, according to everyone, there would be. Sivkan Peivav. So why can't you comb with a comb? Because She'iyaf Shabbahul is not possible that you're not going to pull out of hairs. Vakin, therefore, Afimin Mechavin Latlish Hasasari, even though you're not intending to pull out of here, Kavkin Us, it's still going to be forbidden. Because to have a secretion, that's what's called that you're going to cut off the head and the chicken's not going to die. It's something that's inevitable. Which Sharatin Ois Ayin Dal brings, that even according to one who holds a psik ratio doli nichle, that when you're doing something inevitable that you're not pleased with it, it's permitted, as written in the Stim Shinchof, and people don't want their hair to come out. However, since he wants with the separation of the hairs, and that's not possible without pulling out hairs, he says Rivash, this like a psik ratio nichle, it's like something inevitable that you are pleased with it. Says the Mishpah further, he says, Begmar, Isn Gmar, it's brother Chala Sayrik, whoever combs Lahasher Niman Hamadul Dolan to remove those stray hairs, that is Shinish Luksas, they're a little bit detached, but then Gamri, but they're not totally detached. Miskavan, that's their intention. To very well separate the hairs. And the takeaway from this is that fila misik rach, even by a soft comb, could go in barsh raka, a soft comb, soft brush. Chain the rich was not inevitable. Gamkin also would also be forbidden. Unless you're not really intending to pull out those partially detached hairs. Kasam Sevi Shu is Yaakov, says Reisa Nosh Mekim, says, I saw people that are lenient, listen to Gresham Shabbos, that they comb their hair on Shabbos, or Kamat Nasa Dov HaKetaslam, it's like, almost like as if it's permitted by them. Vo'i Lanaim Shekach Reis, woe to the eyes that see such things, Lava B'Shat Nefesh, to violate so brazenly, L'chal Shabbos B'Yadayim, to desecrate Shabbos with one's hands, literally. U'mero L'chal Chacham B'Ir, it's appropriate for every sage in the city, L'hazal, that to warn regarding this, Ula Yishmu B'Kich Musur, maybe they'll listen and they'll take rebuke Akan Varv up until here are his words. Now, Mash Mashiv, and this type of people respond, Shemuchel Vasakan Sarosa, but what, we have to fix our hair. Kedushal is Gandalf, I don't want to be embarrassed in front of my friend. You know, look, my hair is all disheveled. Halei Yochalas is in a heter. But he can do it in a permitted way. Canal, like we mentioned, that there are permitted ways of doing it. Begam Kedlikam Mebis of Cotton Bezan, like we'll see later on in the next of Cotton. Mavatkazana, besides all this, you could scrub and move around your hairs by hand. You use your fingers. Why would you actively violate such a stringent iser of Hilchos Shabbos? Sivkan Peizayin. So he said, the reason why you can't use a comb is because it's not possible Shliokas is that hair is not going to get pulled out. A person is allowed to fix a little bit the hair on the head. From the tool that's made. The brush is made from the swine here. The davka lishka asurba, because specifically to comb is forbidden. The mesh sir, because it's pulling out hairs. Well, sakam up just to fix a little bit. Sure, that's permitted. Now, regarding comb, it's forbidden. Even regarding this, but no, in the custom is shiyah kliya also misar chazer, that the tool that's made from the swine here should be miyuchel Shabbos. That comb should be a Shabbos comb, designated for Shabbos. Because shliyim mechzi kub nuchol, because that would be a different problem. That it shouldn't look like a weekly type of activity. But the Sharatin Ayisayin Ches says that's from the Prima Gadim. And Maimach Matra writes that this kli is a small kli that's not meant for combing hairs. Look over there. Sivkotin Pechas. So the Ramah said, but to comb with one's Lepaspis B'yad, that is Hainu Shemavdu B'yad, that he separates with his hands, Sarisim Zumzu, hairs from other, that's permitted. Now, Balam Misan, the Rambam, it's brought that. And this is in Sharatzin Ois Pei. He says Perikim from Mechaz Naziris, where he explains that Chayfif is biyadoi umafaspis is with tziparna, with his fingernails. That Chayfif al sa'och biyadoi could scrub on your hair with your hand. The Chayfif and you could scratch tziparna with his fingernails. Vafim novel say all day, even though hair is going to fall out through that. In the Chayfif, to be concerned. Shadayin kabinos lash is intended not that it should fall out. The efshish lash and so sabas, but then it won't fall out. Finally, Kamamis mentioned Chabav, Sevtes, biyadoi, Mishmurusham, Shalyoch, Bidav, Shemishan, say Vada. But don't scrub your hair with something that for sure the hair will fall out. Because then it becomes a psik ratio. Bi'al Lacha, the B'maschel, Mishum Tzeveya, which he said, look at Mishum Tzeveya in test, which he referenced this Bi'al Lacha, that we wrote that it's only rabbinic, this makeup on Shabbos, which that's from the Morgan Ram. He says, look at the Eli Rabbi that he brings, that the Arfim, the Rishayim, the Paschal, the Lachas, like a B'liyazim, that Pekesis, which the same thing as Gedelis or Kecheles, like brought in the Ran, is Chayv Achatas, which is the Raisim. Also, he writes after that, that Zel La'atzim, that's for herself. when she's doing her own makeup. But for her friend, according to everyone, chayev, she would be chayev. And he's been signed to this, Shas Perikam Etznian. His intention is, Shem laws over there, that his shita is like Drabbanim. Says, Lanis Daiti, says the Berlacha, he made a mistake regarding this. Because there, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is saying that it's obvious from the end of his words, and that's the Berlacha is explicitly, that's the name of Rabbi Eliezer. And the reason is, like Rashi explains, that for herself, she's potter, that because she cannot do it so well. She can't braid it so well. And this that he brings a raya from the Riaz also is not a raya at all, because possibly the Riaz holds like the Rishonim, the hold that the Allah is like Eliezer, but according to Rabbanan, for sure, even for a friend should be put, and that's the reason the Rambam passes like Rabbanan, and he says in the stomach that by these things, Gedos, Bekes, and Mekechelis, there's an Isra, and he did not differentiate that for others who would be Chai Bechates also. The Masa Locha for the Fas Beyad, that Ramos said that you'll add a scrub by hand and separate the hairs by hand. So it's important to Gemara that Pekeses is forbidden because of a shvus. Because it's similar to binyan, like Adelis, like braiding, like Rashi explains the name of his Rebbe's, his teachers, that is that she fixes her hair with a comb or with her hand. Ravash writes that Rashi does not mean regarding combing, because that's forbidden because of geizes. Moreover, that they didn't say Sarikas Memastrik, only that it's a different remedy that's done with a comb. It's possible that it's what the little girls do, that after that the hair is combed very well and there's no concern about pulling out the hairs, they wash the comb with oil that's mixed with water, and they have the comb go over their head to have the hair stick to each other and to let it like some type of mousse or whatever, like some type of hairspray, like to have it laying flat down. That's similar to binyan. Adkan l'shayna. So it sounds like that, besides for this, it would be permitted to do this tikkun because the hair was already combed very well and you're only doing it to have the hair lay down. This is often Magen Avraham, like I said, Katan Chabbez, Magen Avraham, that he himself writes, according to the Rivash, that even to fix the hairs a little bit with the comb is also awesome, but you could say that there is Tomah, that the hair wasn't combed very well yet. And therefore, even by fixing it a little bit, you'd be pulling out hairs with the comb. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe 48. Now, regarding coloring the face with white makeup, Kavachim writes that's forbidden. There's no difference between it and red, like face makeup. And that's a written choice of Gizmaisha. So to make, let's say, some type of a action with white dye, that the purpose is to beautify and strengthen the natural appearance of the skin, Shavis Mechazizki writes, that's a problem about malabin, making things white, or because of tzeveya. Other than Shavis Shabalevi writes, that now that wouldn't be a problem, not malabin, and not of tzeveya. Dishon number 49, to put lacquer on the fingernails, Klimazaman holds that you have to be concerned for Issa Dereisa of Tzeveah, because that's how they usually do it, and it's something that's meant to last a while, and she wants that this should last for a long time. Now, even clear nail polish, Shlomo Zalman holds that there's an Issa of Tzeveah, of dyeing, because it's shining it and stressing the color of the fingernail. And similar to what the Mishnah Berurah writes later on, Simshin Chav Zayin, that's forbidden to shine shoes with oil when your intention is to make a black through that. And it's Issa Tzeveya, besides for the Issa Ma'abit of tanning. Dish number 50, even if the woman puts on her face makeup that's the color of the face, just to cover over certain spots and stains she has on her face, when this girl tells, it's considered like tzeveya, and she's forbidden to do this. Now, Tisha 51 brings that what's called the Shabbos makeup regarding putting on powder dust on the face. Shubhazik is measure right that if it's dry powder, since it doesn't stick to the face, it doesn't last a long time, that's not considered tzeveya, and that's going to be mutter, whether it's white, whether it has color. But the Maisi writes with it to be careful from putting these powders, even when they're white powder, because in general, most of the powders that are sold for women's cosmetics is made with a oil base, and there are those that last a long time, and therefore, by most of them, it would be concerned of tzeveya, and it should not permit only by powders that, you know, that was tested and it shows that it doesn't last. For example, let's say the powder is called talc. That's made without oil and doesn't last. And that's the opinion of Scheinberg. You can be lenient by powder that doesn't connect at all. Another Mishnah Zaman holds that it's forbidden to put powder, even if it doesn't stick very well, because since her whole intention is to give it color, even for a small amount of time, where do we get this to permit it? Specifically, according to many Rishayim, that forbidden in the Torah, the Malachas and Shabbos, even doesn't last for a long time, like a chart seen Sivkot and Samaches. So the Mishuvah Shevalevi, that powder that has color, is Isf Tzevei Medereis, or at least Medrabanon, look at the Be'alach, the Masal Mishum Tzevei, it brings a proof to this, from that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that's forbidden for a woman to stick dough on her face, because it reddens the skin, even though there's no color that's sticking to her face, to the skin. However, Scheinberg holds, it can't be arrived from there, because the dough causes the skin itself to become red, which is not the case by powder, which doesn't stick to the skin. It doesn't change the color. It's not problematic. There's number 52. In times and places that it's not the norm of people to do, meaning if we said that men, it's not a problem. But let's say it's a time or place that men do put on makeup. Stripper's method is easily right. Said, yeah, it would be forbidden for them to also put on makeup if that became the new norm. There's number 53. Shartin had said that by women, you know, eating berries would not be a problem even though it's making her lips red. But Rav Mishmuel later on, Timish Nechafi, writes that there's a difference between a man that the norm is not to do tzeveya, to put on makeup, between a woman that does get beautified like this. Now, regarding women, that the norm is to dye their lips, to put on lipstick, when this girl tells that you have to know if it's permitted for them to eat such foods, because it is psikrish, it is inevitable that their lips are going to get red, because for them it is considered as tzeveya. Now, then, the Ketzot HaShulchan, Chaim Noah writes that since the dyeing of the lips in such a way is in a destructive way, so to speak, that's only Ostrom Rabban, and also it's considered like a psikrish delay nichle, it's not really the greatest lipstick. Moreover, they're doing it in the way of eating and not in the way of malach, and also the dyeing is happening in what's called kalachiyar, in a backhanded way. You could permit them to do it even like a tchila in combination of all these svaras. Edition number 54, I said it's a problem to put dough on the face and pull it off because then it reddens the face like a type of a dyeing. Now, also tanning the body opposite the sun, if the purpose is to be beautifying, like, you know, the dark skin or red, Shuvas Mechazitzk writes that it's forbidden to be done on Shabbos, and brings a proof from the Shulchan Aruch writes that you know, I'll stick dough on the face so that when you remove it, the skin's going to be red. So that reflects regarding tanning opposite the sun. Now, regarding if it's done for refuah purposes, that we discuss in Shin Chav Ches, Sevkot, and Kav Lamed. Edition number 55, regarding the breeding of men's hairs, so let's say you have Payalach, Payas, so Shuvas Mechazitzk writes that even though from the words of Shulchan Aruch, Asla Kloya, Isha Sar, it sounds like that for a man would be permitted, that's only in the place that's not the norm for men to braid their hairs, but in the place that also men braid their hairs, it would be forbidden for them also to do this. Now, playing around with the hair, like turning it around, combing it around, so Tribus Marsham writes that if it's not done in a weaving type of way, like that's what they do with payas, then you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. On that, Tribus Marsham writes that since, by little children, that the norm is that they do turn around, they curl their hairs. So you have to look into if it's possibly permitted, that even though it's not a maisa kliya, however, it does last through the pins that they place in their hairs. Now, regarding specifically the curling of the payas, the Ketzos HaShulchan writes that you can lament schos in those who do it, because since in general the payas that are curled a little bit during the daytime, it's not totally forbidden. You shouldn't make it totally forbidden the curling on Shabbos. Similar to the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simish Shintazvav that you could add on to oil arai on Shabbos. So it's a little curled already, so you're just really adding on. Like adding on to oil arai, like temporary. So that's the opinion of Shlomo Zalman, that if the payas are separated and scattered totally, then don't curl them. But if they're a little bit curled already from beforehand, then you'll have to continue like to twirl them. Adon is permitted to do this even if they're wet. You don't have to make a term of schita. Look at what that he brings. The reason that since there's two drabanans, because squeezing out of the hair is psikresha delay nichle. Pinner Nisgrels is that to differentiate between just a soft curl, which is not considered more than just like you know, separating the hair with the Shulchan Aruch permits, and the Ramah brings that yesh oisim, and between the curling that's done like in a professional way, but that's considered like kulei sara, like braiding, and that according to everyone would be forbidden. This is 56. This that the braiding of the hair of the head is not forbidden because of malacha b'kosher, making a knot, according to Shitz Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos, that if someone breeds rope is chay because of kosher, the Arsa Meich writes that since the hairs are all nurturing from the head and they're all connected together, so kashira, knotting would not be applicable. This Gerelds holds that you don't have by braiding here as kosher because stam braiding here is a kesher that's not like kiyama akial, it's not there to remain forever. And therefore, there's no issa of kosher as Burton Shulchan Aruch later on, Simit Shin Yud Zayin. Shuvit Shavalibi writes that the braiding of a braid of here is not similar in its essence to braiding of a rope, which braiding of a braid is like an action of a rig of weaving, which the idea is that you have the floating of the separate strands, and it's only because it's not the way of weaving that's forbidden because of baina. But regarding braiding the ropes, the malach is the connection of separate strands to one thick and strong rope. So mail is not really similar, the braiding of a braid, to the braiding of a rope. There's number 57. Now, the reason why, when it's attached, it's not considered, like here to the head, it's not considered as erg. So Mishnah Berurah writes in later on, at the end of Shin Dalad Mem, that it's not the norm of weaving something that's connected when it's attached to the head, says Rav Oldenburg. Shin number 58, to spray a spray that protects and maintains the hair that was combed, Shlomo Zalman holds that's forbidden to do this because of baina. Whether you're doing it on natural hair, whether you're doing it on a sheitel, even though the Mishnah writes that by a sheitel there's no problem about baina, but he doesn't. His opinion is not to be leaned on by something that's made to undo by hand, but something that's made to last. Then it should be forbidden because of bin bekalim, which is even by metalin, and the activation of the spray on the hairs, even though as time goes on, it's going to stop by itself, but it's meant to last. So therefore, one cannot do hairspray. This is number 59, in a place where most women are careful and stringent on themselves, and there's one woman that wants to be lenient, because Mishbar says it would seem that it's not going to be meicha in a place where the Nakan List does, Tachemesh writes, then you should be meicha on her, points out Rav Aldenburg. Traditional number 61, we said undoing the braid is similar to sicer, but to remove the rubber that holds together the braid of the hair, that ponytail holder, that it keeps it together. This girl holds that if the braid's not going to open up right away when you remove that ponytail band, that's not considered steer, and that would be permitted. And this that the hair will end up coming undone later on by walking or something like that, that's only steer klach. Yeah, it's like demolishing in the black hand away, and that's not a problem. Dishon number 63, Mishmaros and Sifkot and Pei Dalad, that some prohibit for her to separate her hair because of concern that you're gonna tear out some hairs. Now, however, Ketzesa Shulchan writes that in the Erzeru, which is the source of this opinion, as the Brut and Ramah, sounds like that the Issa to separate a hair is not because of concern you're going to tear out here, rather because it's the Issa of Baina. Now, combing a Shetel, Shlomo Zalman holds that according to Ramah and Shin Lamed Zayin, that you're not allowed to sweep garments with a comb made out of twigs, because they might break when you're combing. Then here also you should say it's forbidden, because maybe the hairs are gonna the hairs of the pig are gonna break off. However, according to those who permit to sweep the garments, you could be lenient even to comb a sheitel akapanim with a special Shabbos comb, so that is no problem. Over the chayil, Lamais, his opinion is, it's possible that combing a sheitel is forbidden according to old opinion, because it's possible that taking out hairs from the sheitel is considered beautifying the sheitel, and it's a tikkun and not a kilkel, and therefore that would be problematic. The issue number 64, a comb and a brush, that it's secretion inevitable that's going to pull out here. Shemrik holds it's considered klishul machtel issa, and therefore you cannot move it only if it's a gufa mekaymet. Dish number 65. So Mishbur and Sifkat and Pei Vav had said that even if you're not intending to pull out the hair, it's going to be forbidden because it's a psikresha. Now the reason is that these shaky hairs, you're not able to pull it out, and if you pull out, you're chayev. Whereas a fingernail, that most of it has been detached, it's considered like detached, as Burton Shin Chav Ches. Shom Zalman explains the difference is, since by a fingernail, it grows from the bottom, and that's the primary place where it's connected, and it's not disconnected, only the upper part. Since most of it is detached, you don't consider it like detached. Moreover, since the little bit that's attached, you don't consider it as attached. And more, but the little bit that is attached is going to just end up getting undone. It's considered even what's not detached as if it is detached. Dish number 66, the Sharatzin had written, and we see in the Chiddush around also, that even if you don't need the hairs, but you need the skin, that is a problem. Be'alocha writes later on in Simshin Mem that according to many Gedil Rishayim, they hold like the Shizah Ribash. And the Shulchan Aruch, but they are soysim la'alocha like this opinion. Not like the opinion of the Vilna Gaon in what he explains in Shulchan Aruch, but there, points of Rav Aldenburg. Dish number 68, Sharatzin had said that it's a small tool that's not meant for combing hairs. That's what they would use. Now, a tool that's meant even for combing hairs, the Chubas Igris Mesha writes, that according to the Shittas Ma'am Madche, so it wouldn't help to just designate it for Shabbos. But he adds on that it's hard to get such a tool. It's possible to designate for Shabbos even a comb that's fit to comb hairs. It just, one should not comb with it on Shabbos, because it was only permitted to do just like a little bit, that you could just fix your hair. Dish 69, we said that in the Be'alacha that they would use it to just have the hairs stick together. That would be a problem about Baina. Now, however, smearing the hairs with hair oil without having the comb go over it, some of them holds it's permitted to do that. In a way that there's no concern that you're going to come to the schita, therefore she should be careful not to pour too much oil on her head. Now, if she pours a large quantity in one place in her hair, his opinion over there is that it's forbidden for her to remove the oil that's absorbed in the hair from place to place, because then that would be a problem about schita. Now, regarding spray, that keeps, that we spoke about in the Shabbos of cotton pay base.